From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen, sitting in for Alex Chadwick, who's on assignment.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, John McCain bombs with the Beach Boys, and Alberto Gonzalez cannot get a break. We'll have analysis of this week's political missteps.
But first, to Blacksburg, Virginia, where earlier today, a moment of silence was held for the victims of this week's shootings at Virginia Tech.
That moment was observed across the country with vigils and prayer services from California to Washington's National Cathedral.
Today, proud Virginia Tech Hokies on campus and off are wearing maroon and orange. Those are the school's colors. NPR's Rachel Martin joins us now from the Virginia Tech campus. Rachel, could you tell us where exactly you are and describe the scene there?
Sure, Alex. I'm on the edge of what's called the drill field. It's the large grassy area in the center of campus. And this is where hundreds of people gathered at noon local time to honor a moment of silence. And there are still a couple hundred people milling around here. There are some makeshift memorials, large pieces of white paper that people are covering their hands in paint and putting handprints on those papers and writing remembrances to those who lost their lives. We're across from the major administration buildings, and the flags are flying half-mast today.
What will be happening on the campus for the duration of the weekend?
Well, today there are some individual memorials that are beginning to happen later today. There's a service for one of the two engineering professors who were killed in the attacks, Kevin Granada. He is 46. He was described by the dean of the engineering department as a world-class researcher and someone who enjoyed mentoring to his students. Tonight there's going to be a benefit concert in honor of one of the students who was killed, 23-year-old Julia Pride. She was deeply involved in a nonprofit youth education foundation that focused on sustainable development. She herself was a graduate student in the biological systems and engineering department, and she was shot in her hydrology class in Norris Hall. And there are several events for the larger campus community throughout the weekend.
Rachel, I've heard reports that students and families at Virginia Tech have been quite critical of the media being there. What's going on?
That's right. You know, I've been here since this all happened on Monday, and the tone of the campus has changed dramatically. In recent days, people have started to get really exasperated with the media presence here, and there's been a lot of it. International media from around the world flocked to Blacksburg. And students actually showed up at the media center the other day and handed out a written statement saying, you know, we understand you as the press have a job to do, but you've done it, and it's time for you to go away. And it's time for us, the students, and this campus community to take back our university.
And I understand they're ready to do that on Monday. Classes are set to resume. Have you heard from students or teachers about what they have planned for Monday?
You know, we'll see how many people show up, but a lot of students I've talked to said they're using the extra time they had off this week to study, that they're determined to show up on Monday, and that they're ready to start to put their lives back together. And a lot of that will happen on Monday when classes resume.
NPR's Rachel Martin on the Virginia Tech campus in Blacksburg, Virginia. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.